Glad to see everyone here with us this morning. If you are visiting with us, you are indeed our honored guest. So glad that you're here. I hope that you'll be able to come back and be with us once more at any opportunity that you may have. In John chapter 4, we have before us a passage that is often studied, but most often it's studied from the vantage point of the words of Jesus Christ. I had the privilege of being able to speak at the Summer Youth Series in Bangs a couple of weeks ago, and the entire theme for the summer youth series is significant lessons from insignificant characters. And it's here in John chapter 4 that we see one of these, quote, insignificant characters in the woman at the well. Many times we'll read a passage and never really study it. And sometimes that's the case here in John chapter 4. The entirety of our passage is John 4, beginning there in verse 3, going down through verse 30, and a couple of verses a little further on. But many times we'll read a passage, this passage or others, and never really study it. We'll read over it, we'll get what we think we can out of it, and then we go on to something else. But friends, when we do that, when we simply just read a passage and we don't dig a little bit deeper, we don't study that passage, oftentimes we'll miss lessons that can be found there. And many times we focus in on a particular verse or person in a particular passage and we overlook the rest. And that can well be said of this passage. Oftentimes we'll focus here upon Jesus, and rightly so, but we do so to the neglect of the woman at the well. It's here that we see an insignificant character that has much to offer. There are so many lessons that can be drawn from this particular passage, most of which focus upon Jesus and His words. But this morning we're going to focus upon the woman to whom Jesus is speaking. What lessons can we draw from her? I want you to begin reading with me, in particular in verse 3 of John chapter 4. We're going to read our text, and then we're going to look at this text and look at it a little bit closer from the viewpoint of what we can learn from the woman at the well. He, Jesus, left Judea and departed again unto Galilee. And he must needs go through Samaria. Then cometh he to a city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near to the parcel of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Now Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being wearied with his journey, sat thus on the well, and it was about the sixth hour. There cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus saith unto her, Give me to drink. For his disciples were gone away into the city to buy meat. Then saith the woman of Samaria unto him, How is it that thou, being a Jew, askest drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. Jesus answered and said unto her, If thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, Give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. The woman saith unto him, Sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence then hast thou that living water? Art thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us the well, and drank thereof himself, and his children, and his cattle? Jesus answered and said unto her, Whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. The woman saith unto him, Sir, give me this water, that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw. Jesus saith unto her, Go, call thy husband, and come hither. The woman answered and said, I have no husband. Jesus said unto her, Thou hast well said, I have no husband, for thou hast had five husbands, and he whom thou now hast is not thy husband. In that saidst thou truly. The woman saith unto him, Sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet. Our fathers worshipped in this mountain, and ye say that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship. Jesus saith unto her, Woman, believe me, the hour cometh when ye shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. Ye worship, ye know not what, but we know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. The woman saith unto him, I know that Messiah is cometh, which is called Christ. When he is come, he will tell us all things. Jesus saith unto her, I that speak unto thee am he. And upon this came his disciples and marveled that he talked with the woman. Yet no man said, What seekest thou, or why talkest thou with her? The woman then left her water pot and went her way into the city and said to the men, Come, see a man which told me all things that ever I did. Is not this the Christ? Then they went out of the city and came unto him. Friends, while the woman at the well may often be an afterthought in our reading and in our studies, there are some very worthwhile lessons that we can draw from her. I want to share four of them with you this morning. We see in the woman at the well sincerity in her questions. We see as her questions are answered, we see in her an open heart. We see in her as those questions are answered a growing faith. And then finally, we see in her a desire to share that faith. Study with me first this morning this idea of sincerity in the woman at the well. Each time that this woman speaks, in verse 9, verses 11 and 12, verse 15, verse 19 and 20, verse 25 and verse 29, each time this woman opens her mouth, we see the sincerity in her questions. Now, admittedly, her questions are at first carnal. They are at first physical in nature. She's wanting a physical answer. But each time, Jesus very skillfully, as the master teacher, takes her mind back to the spiritual while hers is focused squarely upon the physical. In verse 9, she is incredulous that a Jew, that a man that is a Jew, would even dare speak to her. As a matter of fact, notice verse 27. And upon this came his disciples and marveled that he talked with this woman. Even they were incredulous. They were amazed that this man, their teacher, their master, was talking to this woman, a Samaritan. That was taboo on two counts. It was taboo that a man speak with a woman in a private manner. Now, granted, they were in a public place, but no one else was around. It was taboo that a Jew speak with a Samaritan. So he was taboo on two different counts. And so his disciples were incredulous. Their reaction was amazement that he was even talking with her. Hers was as well, verse 9. How is it that you, being a Jew, speaketh to me, a woman of Samaria? You know, that's significant. And that oftentimes the Jews would travel as far, they would cross the Jordan, travel as far north or south as they had to, and then cross the Jordan again to get to where they were going if they were traveling north or south just to avoid the land of Samaria. But verse 3, it says that he must needs go through Samaria. Friends, he had some things to teach his disciples and others. And so he went through that way. But this woman at the well, verse 9, you can see her sincerity, first of all. She wanted to know what in the world brought this man to speak to her, number one. She said again in verse 12, we see again her sincerity in her questioning. Though she doesn't understand the concept of this water of which Jesus is speaking, her question suggests that she sincerely wants to know where this living water comes from. Give me this water that I may not have to come here and draw anymore. Verse 15. Her mind is still focused upon the physical while Jesus is speaking of the spiritual. But her sincere desire, she sincerely wants to know what she would have to do or where she would have to go so that she would never have to go down to that well again. You see her sincerity. But again, Jesus steers that conversation. He guides her mind back to the spiritual rather than the physical. He uses a different tactic. He changes the subject somewhat and speaks to her of her marriages. Upon this, she makes the statement that she perceives that he is a prophet, verse 19. Now notice verse 20. Our fathers worship, knowing now that he's a prophet, knowing that he knows things that regular men would not know. She says, verse 20, Our fathers worshipped in this mountain. And ye say that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship. Now, finally, her mind is upon the spiritual. She has a question. She desires